But we're going to start with the heartache and the pain of Prague last night.
Wake from your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape.
And Kelleher saves! The first big moment in the shootout, Cuiven Kelleher for Ireland.
He's gone the right way, Cuiven. Bad penalty in the end. Very close to the keeper.
And now we look to Finnezas, a recent addition, but a hugely impressive addition to the Ireland setup to really drive home this advantage. Azaz, oh, he's denied by Kovar. Came on the bench, off the bench tonight, and prominent in doing so. Ireland need him now to put them on the precipice. Kovar, a big obstacle. Brown. Oh, saved by Kovar again. Well, he's picked the last two correctly. And now Czechia will have a chance to win it off the bench, with a chance to send Czechia through, and he does that. Kelleher gets right and going right, but it was perfectly placed by Clements. And from looking aside under serious pressure at half-time, well, they have prevailed in a penalty shootout. Czechia move one game away from the first World Cup appearance since 2006. And this, in the cruelest of fashions, is where it will end for Ireland. The wait for a return to a World Cup finals will go on.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it ended last night. What a night of football. What a night of drama. And just absolute devastation for everyone this morning watching Ireland go out to Czechia on penalties, 4-3 in the end. With me on the line to talk about this and put some sort of a shape on it is Tom O'Shea, former grassroots director of the FAI. Tom, good morning to you. Listen, it's just heartbreak, isn't it? There's almost nothing else left to say, but it's a night full of regrets as well, I'd imagine, for this Irish team.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. That opening sequence, the music was so sad. I was hoping for Derek Doom or Ole 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 this morning. And yeah, it
wasn't to be.
It is, yeah. I mean, football, Jerry, we know it. Football's cruel. You know, it's a cruel game. And losing an important game in a penalty shootout is the cruelest, you know. I don't know what I say about it, really, because I thought in the opening 20 minutes, you know, for the first time in a really long time, you know, from the start of the game, we were on the front foot. We were dominant. We had four shots in the first 10 minutes. Collins might have had two goals in the opening 10 minutes. And, you know, it's a really, really difficult one to take. I'm still a bit stunned by it, because there was such a difference from the first 20, 25 minutes. And almost the entire second half, I thought we fell back into that old Irish habit of sitting back and inviting our opponents on us. Although they didn't create really anything
in the
second half.
Cuiven Kelleher hardly had a save to make, like, the whole night.
Absolutely.
They didn't create any clear-cut chance, despite the dominance of the second half.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, the possession stats were something like, you know, 58-42. But we were comfortable, you know. I think Collins and O'Shea in the second half were really, really good. And O'Brien did well. But I know our second goal in particular came from an O'Brien throw-in, but I've said it to you before, I don't get the logic of a guy who's 6'6" standing out in the sideline taking a throw-in. And we don't win that many of them. Now, last night, it did work well, but I suppose it's almost a sense of shock this morning that we actually ended up losing the game, because I don't think we deserved to lose the game, you know, when it really came down to it, because we did invite the pressure, but the Czechs weren't really good enough to take advantage of that. And I think defensively we were well able for them, you know.
Yeah, we were very solid, and it worked well until that 86 minute. Even when it hit extra time, I thought we had the legs on Czechia, particularly second half of extra time. They were out on their feet. But that at that stage, you're so worried about conceding a goal, maybe they didn't push as far. And there was chances, like Adam Ida had a great chance, a last second diving tackle by a Czech defender.
It was an incredible tackle. Yeah, it really, really was. I suppose that might have been a lovely place to have Ogbene, because the guy, he can be very frustrating, Ogbene. I think his energy, his strength, his speed is amazing. The end product isn't there a lot of the time. You know, he takes just that little wrong decision, you know, pulls the ball back there behind Parrott one time when he made an amazing run. But he does give us a lot. He gives us a great outlet when we're under pressure. But, you know, I think I'm still Malumbi hitting the post, Parrott going close with that header. That was 10 minutes from the end. That was 5 minutes before they got the equaliser. And the free they got was very soft for that equaliser. Yeah.
What did you make of the ref, Tom, in the game? I thought he handed out early yellow cards to Ireland. I think several Czech players should have gone into the book even in that first half, but they didn't. Oh, no, maybe that doesn't make a difference. But the soft freeze as well for the two goals that Ireland conceded.
Yeah, maybe so, but I can't remember the guy, not Schick up front, the guy, Schick's partner up front, I can't remember his name offhand. He fouled all night.
All night, fouls and no yellow card. He was constantly fouling.
I was shouting, I was looking for the old carte de bouillie every time, because it was just, you know, normally like the refs do clamp down on consistent fouling. I mean, at one stage he gave out to some Czech guy and he put up, you know, one finger, and then the second finger, like, oh, that's your second foul, you know. And so you're saying, right, if there's a third, you're going to be booked. But this guy just spent the night.
It was Chory.
But I don't know, the referee, I mean, look, our penalty perhaps was a bit soft, you know, two players with their foot in the air going for the ball, split second. You know, and I think they said it in commentary, we'd have been disappointed if it was given against us. And I think pre-VAR days, it was never going to be a penalty. But I don't know, it's just regret, I suppose. I mean, the players are going to have it. Manning will live forever with what he did there, you know.
Yeah. Why he put, maybe he thought there was different positioning on it. He thought your man was straight through the keeper, the player straight through on goal, and that's why he pulled the jersey. We'll never know. It was just one of those mistakes, one of those moments that ultimately cost us.
And you know, it probably unfairly tarnished him to a degree, in that, you know, his delivery from the corner for our second goal, even though it ended up being an own goal, his deliveries from set pieces was generally quite good. Yeah. And he's probably a bit more consistently good with those than perhaps even Brady was at the time, you know, when Brady was good. Because Brady, we used to play a game when we were playing soccer when we were kids, with first thing you'd shout is first everything. So you took the first corner, the first free kick, the first penalty in the game. Brady seemed to be first everything any time he was playing with Ireland. And, you know, three of his corners might be great and the other 10 would be going wide every time. So he could be frustrating too. But I thought Manning played pretty well, but that, you know, there's no point in anyone slating him for it, because he knows himself.
And he certainly
did turn the game. It's hard to tell, you know.
Yeah, it is. Tom, finally, where does it go from here? There's a crazy game, well, seemingly crazy now, against North Macedonia on Tuesday night. We have to build for the Euros, build for the next World Cup. Has enough been maybe learned about how we should play since November, and again last night, maybe more adventurous to bring us on to another level?
We went in last night with three wins on the trot, which is, you know, been a rare thing for Ireland teams over the last maybe 7 or 8 years. I think the manager's doing a decent job. His interviews make sense, as opposed to Stephen Kinney's interviews, you know. He calls it as it is. I suppose we have a good chance of qualifying next time, because Euro 28, we've two opportunities. We've the Nations League, and then we have the fact that we're one of the host nations, and there's some places reserved to make the route easy. I suppose, disappointingly, you know, Seamus Coleman will never get an opportunity to play the World Cup. And I thought, for Lashley, I thought he was excellent last night. I thought, and I don't know, did you take notice, when we got that penalty, as you know, Coleman took the ball. And I thought that was just brilliant leadership. Keep the ball, keep Paris away from it until he had to take it. Otherwise, he'd have been 2 minutes standing there with the ball in his hand, thinking about what he's doing. I thought that showed Coleman for what he is. And he didn't look out of place last night.
No.
You know?
No. He certainly didn't, despite his age.
The future is the future. I suppose, looking at the other side, the under-21s had an awful result last night. Is there a whole lot coming through? I don't know. But look, we've got some time to prep for it. Tuesday night will be like a wake. But what can we do?
What can we do?
We have to support them through thick and thin. And at the moment, maybe it's a bit thin again.
Yeah. All right, Tom, thanks for talking to us about that this morning.
No,
that's Tom O'Shea with us on the line. Thanks for giving us your view on it. Look, we're back to the football. Lots of people still commenting and texting on the game last night, how close we came and how much pain everyone is in. All football fans are in this morning. With me on the line is one of those football supporters, Radio Kerry commentator on soccer. That's Ramona Keogh. Ramona, good morning to you. Look, it's absolute devastation this morning. Ireland looking forward now. Well, I won't say looking forward, but have to play a fixture on Tuesday night against North Macedonia in a friendly. It could have been so much better. Though it could have been Denmark on what would have been a huge night for the Republic of Ireland, the winner takes all qualification match, but it just wasn't to be, was it?
No, absolute heartbreak. I'll give my apologies for the sound of my voice to start with, but yeah, just absolutely heartbreaking, you know, to go up 2-0 and to dictate the game and, you know, to be in full control. And I don't know, did we park the bus too early on it? But yeah, I think the upset for the fans, for everybody, it's just a raw, hard morning this morning. It's going to be a tough one for people waking up after that last night.
Yeah, is the tough element about it the fact that you know, Ireland played so well, started so well, the realisation was there that, like, Czechia were there to be beaten, that we were just as good as they were in that match, and that we got that brilliant start, but somehow we just let it slip.
Yeah, you look at the timing of the goals and you look at Paris, 19 minutes in, we were dominating the game, really, really settled. I thought we were in a very strong position. Besides the two goals, we had hit two off the crossbar and things like that. We knew, and I spoke about it yesterday, that, you know, they were going to be a very physical side, but it just fell apart with the men in the pull of the tug of the jersey. And just after that, I don't know, was it momentum? The Czechia just came into the game and they just dominated. Like, you would have looked at the timing of the substitutes and, you know, the timing of the injuries and how much analysis is done behind the scenes in regards getting those substitutes on just before injury time. But I spoke about it yesterday in regards, you know, discipline. Discipline had to be really good, had to be really strong. We knew that Czechia were really strong from set plays, and exactly what we talked about actually happened yesterday. You know, I think we'd over 23 kids inside in our house last night, never mind adults watching the game, and the amount of kids that said, I'd never do that in a game, or I'd never pull a men's jersey, or I'd never pull a girl's jersey, or... Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking, because the opposition player wasn't going anywhere.
No, the only thing I can think, and it's just that he lost where he was in terms of the box and had a fear that, you know, he was clear on goal, so felt he had to do something, and that's the question. From that, Ramona, you look at where we were after Yerevan, all right, as this team, and there was cause for the manager to go. The manager's got a new contract now. We won 3 in a row, came very close to winning last night. We're playing with much more confidence, it's fair to say. We were missing some key players last night as well. Have we learned the way to play now as a team? Are we a better team now after this World Cup series? I'm looking for positives here, I guess, when looking to the future.
Yeah, so look, I suppose on the positive side, it's a young squad. There's a lot of young players that have, you know, found their way into the team. There's a lot of players that are still to find their way into the team that we know about behind the scenes. I think, you know, you look at that slow September, the two losses, you look at October, beating Portugal, the momentum, beating Armenia, and then into November, you know, beating Hungary and obviously the 2-0 win to Portugal. You have to be playing the top teams to improve and get better. And this goes back to our seeding, and this goes back to, you know, playing a nice style of football, the high and wide football, which we would have seen a lot of last night. That wasn't great football in some ways, but on the positives, we have to go forward now. I think we found the formation, the 5-4-1. But, you know, we have to grow and we have to learn from this. I think you'll probably see a couple of retirements out of it, maybe. Could Seamus Coleman's last game be next Tuesday night? We don't know, but there's a lot of excitement and the youth of today, and there's a lot of people talking about up-and-coming players that would have been our icons in the day when we would have seen campaigns with the Euros and the World Cup. And it's to grow on that and to support them as best they can. And it's just, it's raw and it's upsetting after last night, because you come so close that the likelihood is being up 2-0 and, you know, having a home game possibly next Tuesday night against Denmark. It takes so long to get that far, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It takes so long to get back in games that big and to get that back to that position. There's a number of friendlies now that they play before the European qualification series starts, and we'll have to watch on ultimately next summer, the World Cup, with regret.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I think you hit the nail on the head. Did we want to go to USA? Anyway, there's a couple of jokes going around this morning, but oh, it's just heartbreak, you know, for everyone, and young and old. We wanted to be there. That was the dream. It takes us so long, nearly two decades, to get there, and we were just in that touching grasp of having it. You know, I was talking to someone recently about Italy, and if they had lost last night, it would have been they wouldn't have been at the World Cup for the last three times. So things are changing, football is changing. Yeah. The dominant team of years, Jerry, that we would have known and grown up with, you know, it's really tough to get there now, and there's a lot of up-and-coming teams that are doing better than us. And the seeding, there has to be truth in the seeding as well too of that.
Yeah, there certainly is. And we saw that last night. Bosnia-Herzegovina beating Wales on penalties. Kosovo winning through those nations, getting stronger and getting into World Cups. Ramona, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for talking to us this morning. Not easy to focus on it. It will be a summer of regret, but hopefully better things to come. But thanks for giving us your time.
Thanks, Jerry.
As Ramona Keogh there with us on the line talking about last night's game and to look for the future.